Welcome to today's deep dive into AI news. It's February 7th, 2025. And let me tell you, the AI world is buzzing. We've got breakthroughs and rivalries heating up, and some big questions are emerging about the impact of all this rapidly evolving technology.
Yeah, it feels like every single day brings a new wave of advancements.
So let's jump right in. We'll start with this race to build the ultimate AI assistant. Mistral just supercharged their LaChat assistant with a new feature. It's called Flash Answers. And it's not just a little bit faster, it's 10 times faster than ChatGPT and Claude.
Wow, that's that kind of speed. That's a game changer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Working on a project and you need a quick answer to some complex question, boom, Flash Answers delivers it in an instant. It could completely transform how we research, how we write, even how we browse the web.
Yeah. It's like having an encyclopedia that responds in real time. But Mistral isn't the only one pushing the boundaries here. GitHub Copilot is also getting a massive upgrade. We're not just talking code suggestions anymore. Copilot can now fix errors. It can suggest commands in the terminal and even generate code from images.
It's really moving from a helpful tool to like a true collaborator. I think of it this way. You're a developer working on a project, and Copilot is right there with you, anticipating your needs, catching your mistakes, even suggesting entirely new approaches based on what it sees in the project. It's like having an AI pair programmer by your side.
That's wild, and it's about to get even more impressive. GitHub also teased something called Project Padawan. It's an autonomous coding agent that's designed to handle GitHub issues and pull requests automatically.
That's certainly exciting, but it also raises some pretty interesting questions. If AI is taking on more and more of the coding workload, what does that mean for human developers? How do we ensure that these powerful tools are used ethically, responsibly?
Those are definitely some things to think about as AI continues to evolve. Now let's shift gears to OpenAI. They've been in the spotlight lately. First co-founder John Schulman, one of the key minds behind ChatGPT, has left Anthropic. Nobody's quite sure why, but the AI community is buzzing with speculation.
Yeah, Schulman's a brilliant researcher, so his departure is definitely significant. Is he going back to OpenAI?
Mm-hmm.
Starting a rival company, whatever his next move is, it's likely to send ripples through the entire AI world.
For sure. Adding to the intrigue, OpenAI is also moving forward with their ambitious Stargate project. They're searching across the U.S. for locations to build massive AI data centers, and they've got a staggering budget, $500 billion. They even have backing from former President Trump on this.
Wow. The sheer scale of the Stargate project. It's a testament to OpenAI's ambitions.
Mm-hmm.
Building data centers of that magnitude suggests they're aiming for something groundbreaking. Some speculate it could be a step toward artificial general intelligence, or AGI, which is a hypothetical AI that would have human-like cognitive abilities.
It's exciting to think about the possibilities, but it also raises concerns. What happens if that kind of power is concentrated in the hands of a single company? What are the potential societal impacts of developing such advanced AI?
Yeah, these are important questions. We need to be asking these questions as this technology continues to advance. It's not just about the technical capabilities. It's also about the ethical and societal implications.
Exactly. Speaking of societal implications, let's look at some of the legal and political developments surrounding AI. U.S. lawmakers are currently trying to ban the Chinese AI app DeepSeek from government devices due to security concerns.
This reflects the growing geopolitical tensions surrounding AI. Governments around the world are grappling with how to balance the incredible potential of AI with a need to protect national security.
It's almost like a new kind of arms race. But instead of tanks and missiles, it's algorithms and data. And on that note, we've got another legal battle brewing. Indian media outlets are suing OpenAI, claiming that ChatGPT used their content without permission during its training process.
This is a landmark case that could have major implications for AI and copyright law. If the Indian media outlets are successful, it could set a precedent for how AI companies are allowed to use data to train their models. It raises fundamental questions about data ownership, intellectual property, and the ethical boundaries of AI development.
It's definitely a case to watch closely because it could really shape the future of AI. And that's just the tip of the iceberg for today's AI news. There's a lot more to cover. So let's dive into some quick hits from the world of AI innovation.
It's amazing how AI is touching so many different areas now.
It really is. One interesting development is that Lyft is partnering with Anthropic to start using their Claude AI in their operations.
This has the potential to make Lyft even more efficient. Imagine customer service chatbots that can actually understand and resolve your issues, or AI tools that analyze ride patterns to optimize routes and pricing. It could be a win for both the company and the riders.
AI making our rides smoother. I like it. Meanwhile, Google is adding DeepMind Synthety watermarking to images that have been edited using their Magic Editor tool.
This is an important step towards addressing concerns about misinformation. As AI-generated images become more and more realistic, it's crucial to have ways to distinguish them from real photos. This watermarking technology could help prevent the spread of fake images and ensure that people can trust what they see online.
It's like a digital detective for images. And speaking of amazing visuals, Pika Labs just launched Pika Editions, a feature that lets you seamlessly add people or objects into existing video footage.
This could revolutionize filmmaking and video editing. Imagine you could add a historical figure to a documentary, or create special effects without needing complex CGI. It could make high-quality video production accessible to a much wider range of creators.
It's incredible to think about the possibilities. But it's not just Western companies making waves in the AI world. 2OAI's SUTRA-R0 model is setting new records in Indian language benchmarks. It's even outperforming DeepSeek and OpenAI's models in some tests.
This highlights the importance of developing AI that works well in a variety of languages and cultures. AI's potential benefits should be available to everyone, not just speakers of certain languages. This is a really positive development in making AI more inclusive.
Absolutely. Inclusivity is key. So taking a step back, what are some of the key takeaways from all of these developments?
I think one of the most striking things is how rapidly AI is permeating almost every aspect of our lives, from the way we work and communicate, to the media we consume, and even the basic functions of our societies. AI is having a profound impact.
It's both exciting and a little daunting, wouldn't you say?
Definitely. It's a time of tremendous opportunity, but it also demands careful consideration of the ethical and societal implications of AI. We need to ensure that we're developing and using this technology in a way that benefits all of humanity.
Now, before we wrap up, I want to circle back to those legal battles we talked about earlier. Are there any updates on the DeepSeek ban and the Indian media lawsuit against OpenAI?
The situation with DeepSeek is still unfolding. Lawmakers are debating how to balance national security concerns with the desire to foster innovation in the AI sector. Some are calling for a complete ban, while others argue for a more measured approach.
It's a complex issue with no easy answers. No one wants to compromise national security, but shutting out entire countries from participating in AI development could also have unintended consequences.
Exactly. It's a delicate balancing act. And the outcome of this debate will likely set a precedent for how other countries handle the rise of AI on the global stage.
And what are the lawsuit against OpenAI? Any new developments there?
The case is still in its early stages, but legal experts are watching it closely. The Indian media outlets claim that OpenAI's use of their content without permission violates copyright law and could set a dangerous precedent for AI development. OpenAI will likely argue that their use of the data falls under fair use principles.
So it's essentially a clash between traditional copyright laws and the unprecedented ways in which AI is consuming and processing information.
That's right. This case could have far-reaching implications, not just for OpenAI, but for any company developing AI systems that rely on vast amounts of data. It raises fundamental questions about data ownership, intellectual property rights, and the ethical boundaries of AI development.
It's a lot to think about, and it really highlights how much is still unknown about the long-term impact of AI.
It's a time of both immense excitement and profound uncertainty. The decisions we make today about AI development, regulation, and ethical use will shape the future of our society in ways we can only begin to imagine.
With AI evolving so rapidly, it can feel like we're on a roller coaster. New breakthroughs and challenges emerge almost daily.
It really does feel like we're at a pivotal moment in history with AI.
It does. So with all that in mind, what can we do to navigate this AI-driven world? What skills or knowledge will be most valuable in the future?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's hard to predict exactly what the future holds, but I think a few things are clear. First, adaptability is going to be key. The pace of change is only going to accelerate, so the ability to learn new skills and adapt to new situations will be essential.
It's like the old saying, the only constant is change, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Second, critical thinking skills will be more important than ever. With so much information available, and with AI generating even more, being able to evaluate sources, identify biases, and think critically will be crucial.
So we need to be discerning consumers of information, not just passive recipients.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And finally, I think creativity and human connection will be even more valuable in an AI-driven world. As AI takes over more routine tasks, it will free us up to focus on things that require uniquely human skills, like creativity, empathy, and emotional intelligence.
So in a way, AI could help us become more human.
Yeah.
By allowing us to focus on what makes us unique.
I think that's a great way to look at it. The future of AI is ultimately up to us. It's a powerful tool that can be used for good or for ill.
Mm.
It's our responsibility to guide its development and use it to create a better world for everyone.
Well said. It's been a fascinating deep dive into the world of AI. So much has happened just in the past day. And it's clear that this is just the beginning.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
The AI revolution is well underway. And it's going to be an incredible journey. Stay curious, stay informed, and stay engaged. Because you have a role to play in shaping this future.
That's a great note to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the latest AI news. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep questioning. The future of AI is in our hands. It really does feel like we're at a pivotal moment in history with AI.
I agree. It's both exhilarating and a bit unsettling.
So, with all that in mind,
yeah.
What can we do to navigate this AI-driven world? What skills or knowledge will be most valuable in the future?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's hard to predict exactly what the future holds, but I think a few things are clear. First, adaptability is going to be key. The pace of change is only going to accelerate. So the ability to learn new skills and adapt to new situations will be essential.
It's like the old saying, the only constant is change, right?
Exactly. Second, critical thinking skills will be more important than ever, with so much information available, and with AI generating even more. Being able to evaluate sources, identify biases, and think critically will be crucial.
So we need to be discerning consumers of information, not just passive recipients.
Absolutely. And finally, I think creativity and human connection will be even more valuable in an AI-driven world. As AI takes over more routine tasks, it will free us up to focus on things that require uniquely human skills, like creativity, empathy, and emotional intelligence.
So in a way, AI could help us become more human by allowing us to focus on what makes us unique.
I think that's a great way to look at it. The future of AI is ultimately up to us. It's a powerful tool that can be used for good or for ill. It's our responsibility to guide its development and use it to create a better world for everyone.
Well said. It's been a fascinating deep dive into the world of AI. So much has happened just in the past day, and it's clear that this is just the beginning.
It certainly is. The AI revolution is well underway, and it's going to be an incredible journey. Stay curious, stay informed, and stay engaged.
Right.
Because you have a role to play in shaping this future.
That's a great note to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the latest AI news. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep questioning. The future of AI is in our hands.